This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God established in Jesus' name. We're thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom. And we're thanking God for the Word of God that goes forth here at 425. I was able to hear the Word. I incline my ear. And those that incline their ear, you will live. And I'm thanking God, we live by every word that proceedeth from the mouth of God. And I'm thanking God for a life lived here, sanctified, holy, obeying the word of God. And now I present unto you our pastor and teacher of God's Covenant Church, Pastor Perry Boyd.
Thank you, Elder. To our elders, missionary, deacons, and all the saints, we do greet you in the name of Jesus, another Sabbath day. Glad to be with you. Glad for our anointed that's gone on. We are continuing steadfast in the prophets and the apostles' doctrine. I want to share with you a poem we have from our past appreciation, a little music from our past appreciation, and thoughts on why we talk about God's commandments, because I'm pretty sure most of the time when you hear this broadcast, ones may say, all you speak about is those commandments and not about Jesus, not about the blood. Well, we're going to explain that. And I trust that you will get understanding. God will open up your understanding, you that are truly seeking the Lord. We're going to have a couple of songs, a few testimonies. And before we get into all of that, our sister Paris, Incorruptible.
Cease from sin, born again of the seed incorruptible.
Isn't that beautiful? Thank God, the seed incorruptible. Now, we've been born again, not of corruptible seed, but by the incorruptible seed, which is the word of God. That's why we talk about his commandments. Because as the scripture says, brethren, I write no new commandment unto you, but an old commandment which ye have heard from the beginning. The old commandment is the word. And I believe it was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory as of the only begotten of the Father. His name is Jesus. So when we speak about the commandments, we're talking about the word. When we speak about the commandments, we're speaking about Jesus. That's why we talk about the commandments. Our sister Jackie has been with us some time in this way. She has a testimony. Sister Jackie.
Truly, I'm thanking God for being here today on God's holy Sabbath day. Thanking God for a saved life, living free from sin. Wouldn't have this testimony if I didn't have a great leader, one that brings God's word just as it is. Thank God. The word is keeping me living a beautiful life, and I enjoy it. Truly, I'm thanking God that I have this opportunity to stand before you today and just let you know how much I appreciate my great pastor. He's a great one because he's one that he does the word and he teaches it. Beautiful. And I have a mind to follow like never before. Beautiful. I'm just glad to be here.
Thank God for you, Sister Jackie. Thank God. Sister Tatum, right. Poems. And these poems are written from the heart. Thank God for you, Sister Tatum.
I'm thanking God for this day that I've been blessed to see. Of all the people in the world, I'm truly glad to be me. For God brought me out of darkness into his marvelous light. It was truly none of my goodness. It was the power of God's might. I love his unmerited mercy, his tender love and care. The world and all its riches could never, never compare. It's a blessing to be chosen to love God in the beauty of holiness. It's my strive to strive always to stay in God's perfect rest.
Isn't that beautiful? Thank God for you, Sister Taylor. Our brother Larry has a testimony. He's been with us for many years, yet on the highway of holiness. Brother Larry.
Thank God for being here. Thank God for our great pastor, one that knows law, and been following this way for some time, and knowing that it's a straight and narrow way. And I'm glad that I heard the call. And I'm thanking God for a teaching priest that knows law. And I'm just glad to be a son, a follower, and striving to keep God's commandments. Thank God for being
here. Isn't
that
beautiful? Thank God for you, Brother Larry. Sister Paris, she has a testimony. She sang that song, Incorruptible. And I would vouch for her life saying that it's not corrupted today. Sister Paris, thank God.
Thank God for being here. I just thank God so much for our great pastors, a shepherd over his flock, guiding us in this way of holiness. I thank God so much for a desire and a will to live for God. I can say today, I sin no more. I awoke to righteousness, and I strive daily with a whole heart to die and to be more sanctified and more holy. I thank God for being here. Thank God for you, Pastor.
Thank God for our Sister Paris. The ensemble is going to sing this number, Pardon Me. We thank God for the strive that the saints have, keeping God's commandments, keeping God's word, striving to please God. Thank God for the saints of God.
be angry with your brother without a cause.
Don't be angry and sin not.
And I'm feeling guilty, so I'm willing to repent of all of my faults.
Both in rich goals and all spots.
Now I haven't sinned to the extent for in the end the wages. Disturbing my rest. Pardon me.
Pardon me.
In my offense. In my zeal. Please forget.
Lord, I'm striving to do.
God for the ensemble.
Yes.
Thank God for the strive in this way.
Thank God.
You've heard the testimonies. These that are testifying, strive to please God. Why? Deuteronomy 4 and 6 says, keep therefore and do them. Yes. This is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. Deacon Debbie, what's our announcements?
You can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Now our pastor.
Thank God for you, Deacon. Grateful for all of the saints. We're few in number, but we are a multitude in righteousness. As the scripture says, scarcely will you find one righteous. Let's read that. Thank God. I think that's 1 Peter. It might be 2 Peter. Let's see. Brother Larry said I know the law. Well, I yet have to go check my concordance for many scriptures. What's important about it is to understand what you're reading once you find it. I may have to say, where do you find so-and-so? I don't have a problem with that. But if you quote me a scripture, no doubt, one that is keeping, therefore in doing them, have an understanding of what the scripture is saying. 1 Peter 4 and 17, what does it say?
For the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God.
So again, why do we talk about the commandments? Because the commandments is judgment. The commandments tell you what God is requiring of us. And all you have to do is look at your life and listen to what God's word is saying. And if you don't understand it, find someone that's able to give you understanding. Yes. It's called judgment. And when that one brings judgment, it's not their judgment, it's God's. But somebody's got to bring it. What?
And if it first begin at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God?
So you say, well, all you all talk about is the gospel. I mean, the commandments. Don't you know the gospel have come? Why don't you preach the gospel? Teach the people. Teach them the gospel. Well, the gospel is God's word. The gospel is the commandments. It didn't begin with Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. It began with God in the garden. And before the garden, because the gospel is God, and it's God spelled out what he stands for. Read.
And if the righteous scarcely be saved.
And if the righteous scarcely, because the righteous is scarce in the earth. It's not that the righteous are scarcely saved. I know what it's saying, but it's how you read it. If the righteous scarcely
be saved.
Be saved, what?
Where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear?
Because the whole world lieth in wickedness. The whole world is in darkness. Where are they going to appear that obey not the gospel? And if the righteous scarcely finding one. Now they'll tell you in a minute. There's none righteous, no, not one. That's true. Until you begin to do righteousness. Then he that doeth righteousness is righteous even as he is righteous. And to find one doing righteous as he is scarce. That's why Father Abraham said, Lord, would you destroy the righteous with the wicked? He said, no. But if it came down to 10, if you can find 10, I'll spare the whole city of Sodom. Find 10. Scarcely. Couldn't even find 10. Actually, he found one.
Right.
One. That was Lot.
That's right.
What saved the daughters, and if they were righteous, because they were with him. And they were yet one. But he said, no, it was three. Okay, fine. We know the wife looked back, so she was not righteous. That means she was in the kingdom for a while. But in the end, she didn't make it. She was a servant for a while. She never really truly became that son.
Yes, Pastor.
Mm-hmm. If the righteous scarcely be saved, what?
Where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear?
Now let's go to Deuteronomy 6 and 4.
All right.
As I say, my thought is, why do we talk about the commandments? Because I'm pretty sure many ask that. Said, why don't you preach about the cross and the blood and about my Lord Jesus, what he did on Calvary? Well, we've gone past Calvary. You can preach about Calvary all day, and that's what they've been doing day in and day out. But where are you going now? Because you're going to leave Calvary. You got to leave that body, because that body left Calvary and went to the sepulcher and rose and went back to where it came from, to God. Now what you going to do?
Right.
You can't live off of what he did. What are you doing? Let's see what the scriptures is talking about to do before he came, while he was here, and after he left. That's what's important. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Deuteronomy 6 and 4, what does it say?
Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord.
I don't understand God. We only got one Lord here. That same Lord was the Lord that was in the garden. Same Lord that gave a commandment to Adam. Same Lord that said, and God spake all these words. This Lord is God. We only got one. And I understand our Lord is the Lord that changes not. He said, I am the Lord and I change not. I understand the Lord is the Word. And I understand the Word. You can't add to it and you can't take nothing away. Now, I was thinking about the commandments. Everybody else, if you happen to catch me on the net, it don't say, remember a Sabbath day. If it said, remember a Sabbath day to keep it holy, you'd have options to pick one you want. But it ain't got but one the Sabbath day. That the Sabbath day is the seventh day. That Sabbath day is the Sabbath of the Lord. Remember the Sabbath day. It don't say a Sabbath day. So God don't care what day you pick. You just worried about a day. It don't say a day. It said remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. If it said a Sabbath, you have options. It don't say thou shalt have not many gods before. It says thou shalt have no other God before me. That's what it says. Not too many. It don't say that. It don't say thou shalt not covet all the time. It don't say thou shalt not practice coveting. But if you just happen to get caught up coveting, you know, that's okay. It don't say thou shalt not bear false witness all the time. It don't give you no options, thou shalt not, period.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So God is very decisive in everything he's saying.
Yes.
Isn't that right?
Mm-hmm.
Read. And thou
shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart and with all thy soul and with all thy might.
This is why so many don't like to go in the Old Testament. Because in the Old Testament, then you know, this has got to be all and not some.
Yes.
You don't have options here. Just like in his word, there's no options.
Yes.
It's all or nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes. Yes.
That's why so many said not. But if you just mention Jesus and the blood and the cross, that blots out all. That's all, you know. We can work with that. We got room to work with it. So didn't you just cut? The blood covers me. Did you just kill somebody? The cross. Said, did you just tell a lie? It's Jesus. Everything covers you. It don't work like that.
No,
because when you do those things, it means you don't love God with all your heart. It means you made a breach in the contract.
Right.
Isn't that beautiful? All thy soul and with all thy might. What?
And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine
now,
heart.
Now, God is saying when you love the Lord thy God with all your heart and all your soul, it's going to be in your heart. With all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy might. That's a fervency.
Yes.
These words, which I command thee, it wasn't an option. It's commanded. So now, try to do this. That's why we don't like to use this word over here. I'm trying, Pastor.
Right.
No, striving.
Isn't that beautiful?
Because striving means you are trying with all your might and all your soul. That's a strive. In God's will. With the right intention. With a fervency. That's different than just trying. Thou shalt be in thy heart, and thou shalt what?
And thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children.
What?
And shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house.
Now wait a minute. Here's why we talk about them all the time. God is saying talk about it. He's not talking about Jesus. And yet he is. He's not talking about the name Jesus. But because that's the name of the Son. He's talking about God's word, talking about God.
Yes.
Talking about the commandments that he was commanded us. Teach them to your children. Mm-hmm. Talk of them when thou sittest in thine house. What?
And when thou walkest by the way.
So when we're outside, we go to a restaurant, we'll talk about them. That's by the way. That's not on your job, by the way. Because when you're on your job, you're supposed to work.
Right.
You got no time to tell nobody about Jesus and about the commandments. If you're keeping God's commandments, you're on your job trying to talk about the commandments, you need to be fired. Because God didn't tell you to do that. It says, by the way.
Go ahead.
So he said, Pastor, I know somebody that's talking about those commandments. That's all they talk about while they're working. Let me know, because they might be have good intentions, but I need to give them some understanding.
Exactly.
And more importantly, I want to fellowship with them.
Right.
I'm not going to pomerize them like you think I am.
Right.
They just need to be explained the word more perfectedly.
Right.
Isn't that beautiful? Yes. But talk about them by the way. What?
And when thou liest down.
Now, when you lie down, you ain't talking about LeBron.
No, Pastor.
You ain't talking about the Trumpster.
Yes, right.
Talking about what's right.
Right.
Talking about those that got gods and those that don't have gods and not making graven images and how people take it their vain and how so and so. Those things are true.
Yes.
And how we should not.
Right.
What?
And when thou risest up.
Now when we get up in the morning, that's what we talk about. Say, that's all y'all talk about. That's what God has told us to do.
Yes.
That's why we talk about it. It's the word.
Yes.
Can that be true?
Yes.
When thou sittest in thine house, when thou walkest by the way,
mm-hmm. And when thou liest down, and when thou risest up.
What?
And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand.
Bind it for a sign, mm-hmm. And what?
And they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes.
Read.
And thou shalt write them upon the post of thy house.
What?
And on thy gates.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Everything. So don't get upset with us, because that's what God is calling for.
Yes.
And when you're fervent, that's what you'll do. Read.
And it shall be when the Lord thy God shall have brought thee into the land which he sware unto thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give thee great and goodly cities, which thou buildest not.
That's not a period. Which thou buildest not. The 12th verse.
Then beware, lest thou forget the Lord.
Beware, lest we forget. Mm-hmm. That's why we talk about, we don't want to forget about God.
Yes, Pastor.
Right.
That's why we hide it in our heart. You hide something by you constantly talking about it. Keep it in your heart. What?
Mm-hmm. Which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt.
Out of the house of bondage. What?
The house of bondage. Thou shalt fear the Lord thy God and serve him.
What?
And shall swear by his name.
What? Ye what?
Ye shall not go after other gods. Of the gods of the people which are round about you.
People round about us have gods many.
Mm-hmm.
They under the guises of fads. Recognized days. These are gods.
Yes.
Because people expect you to bow down to them. 17th verse, what does it say?
Ye shall diligently keep the commandments of the Lord your God, and his testimonies, and his statutes,
what?
Which he hath commanded thee.
What?
And thou shalt do that which is right and good in the sight of the Lord, that it may be well with thee.
What?
And that thou mayest go in and possess the good land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers.
To what?
To cast out all thine enemies.
We want to cast out all these spirits,
yes,
that try to plague our life, and the enemy try to bring back to life once we say we want to live for God.
Yes.
We want to bring them active, but God come to shut it down. What?
To cast out all thine enemies before thee, as the Lord hath spoken.
What?
And when thy son asketh thee in time to come, saying, what means
so it's
the
what, why are you always talking about the commandments? That's God's testimonies.
Mm-hmm.
What did he say?
And the statutes and the judgments which the Lord our God hath commanded you.
What?
Then thou shalt say unto thy son, we were Pharaoh's bondmen.
We were bondmen in sin.
Mm-hmm.
We were bondmen in the world. We were caught up in the earrings and all the hoopla that goes on when you get of age in the world.
Yes.
What?
We were bondmen, Pharaoh's bondmen in Egypt, and the Lord brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand.
But God delivered us, yes, by his mighty right hand.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
What does the 33rd chapter say? 33 and 1. I know time is moving on. Maybe some of you are going to stay with us a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
We own the net.
Yes.
If you're hearing this broadcast on radio, or whatever. Maybe you just switched it. Let's find that net. Let's find that. Where the hell in the net? What's that? What did that Sister Debbie say? What's them call letters? Right. Well, we get on the net. Let's see, find out what he's talking about. 33:1.
And this is the blessing wherewith Moses, the man of God, blessed the children of Israel before his death.
What did he say?
And he said, the Lord came from Sinai
what?
And rose up from Seir unto them. He shined forth from Mount Paran, and he came with 10,000 saints.
10,000 of saints. What?
From his right hand went a fiery law
he had
for
a
them.
Fiery law for us. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
That's what God saved us with, his mighty right hand, a fiery law for them. What?
Yay. He loved the people. All his saints are in thy hand.
We're saints from Genesis to Revelation. Yes. There's nothing wrong with being called a Christian, but that's not the high calling. The high calling is to be sanctified.
Yes.
A Christian is a follower of Christ, but that don't make you sanctified because you follow him around or follow him to the cross. And that's all they talk about is following his blood, his cross, sacrifice. But to live what he preached and how he lived, they're not talking about that. Because the Lord said, be ye therefore perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect. Read.
And they sat down at thy feet. Everyone shall receive of thy words.
Everyone receive of thy words. Let's go to Deuteronomy 4.
Yes.
Right quick. I know time is running out. 4:1. Because the commandments is the word. What?
Now therefore hearken, O Israel, unto the statutes and unto the judgments.
What?
Which I teach you for
these
to do them.
Commandments, the statutes and judgments has to be taught.
Yes.
You just can't pick it up by you reading it. What?
That ye may live and go in and possess the land which the Lord God of your fathers giveth you.
What?
Ye shall not add unto the word.
Did you hear that?
Yes.
The statutes and the judgments is the word.
Yes.
The commandments is the word. And ye shall not add unto the word. What?
Which I command
you. The word is commandments. It was commanded us to do it. What?
Neither shall ye diminish aught from it.
What?
That ye may keep the commandments.
So if you're diminished from this, you're not keeping the commandments.
That's you can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write in, mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org.